Blog Talk Radio.
Just for the young. We'd like to welcome you once again on this Wednesday. We thank you for taking out time to be a part of this hour. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you would like to call in, we are interactive. If you'd like to call and ask questions or share a comment with the speaker this evening. You can call in. The number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054, and you can be connected to our online blog. If you'd like to be a part of the Zoom for this evening, you can call in, and the call-in number and be on the Zoom is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808, and you can be on the Zoom, and you know how we are. Sometimes we like to connect a face with a voice. Amen. I don't know about you, but you know, that's always good when you can see who is speaking, and it just amplifies what is being said and done at that particular time. So as we move on this evening, we'd like to let you know you can listen to this message at the end. Go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in "We Can Begin Again." We can begin again, and then you type in "We Can Begin Again" from Blog Talk, and you can go into the archive and share it with a friend. Amen, and be a blessing. What a blessing to be able to share the Word of God on this holiday. We hope that you had a wonderful Christmas, a safe Christmas, and everyone that you know. We know that those who are in Buffalo are experiencing some difficulty. Amen. There are those who have died. There are those who are still stuck. From my understanding, power has been restored in many of the areas. So we thank God for that. We thank God for the prayers of those who have been praying for those who have been struggling through the storm in Buffalo. And not only Buffalo, but other areas that we don't know about. Amen. There are so many challenges and changes going on. And that's why we know that prayer works. Prayer works, whether you know it or not. Prayer warriors, when you are praying and those prayers go out, you are a blessing to someone that's standing in the need of prayer. Amen. So do not forget, we cannot forget as a body of Christ of how powerful we are in this time, during this time. Amen. It's all about kingdom business, and we glorify God. God gets the glory. As we are going on to our speaker, I'm going to stop talking and move on over to our speaker. We have Pastor David Reese from out of Indiana, my son-in-law, and my daughter here visiting us. And say he will be speaking this evening. You have heard him before. He always has a good word, you know, a great word to share with the body of Christ. He's always excited about when it's time to spread the good news to the body of Christ or to the kingdom. He's always excited about that. So we are just excited that he's here, and he is going to share with us a word from the Lord. So we're going to ask, for prayer, and as we pray, then we're going to turn it on over to Pastor David Reese from Indiana. Amen. We also have his lovely wife, First Lady Alicia Reese. She is helping out on the Zoom. Amen. You know, my daughter, our daughter, you know, she's helping out on Zoom. And it is a blessing, you know, when we all come together, when we're connected with the will of God. And for all of those, we are connected for the good of those who love the Lord. Amen. And those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Romans speaks of that clearly, of how we are all called and we're connected. Amen. And doing a good work for the kingdom. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this this hour, for those who have joined us, and even those who are not here or want to be here, or those who are coming. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless the word that's coming forth. Bless our ear gates, Heavenly Father, that it would resonate into our spirit man, Heavenly Father, and that we might be able to get a greater understanding of the purpose that you have for us as we walk this journey that you that we're on today. Father, we just ask that, Lord, that that you would just allow, Heavenly Father, your spirit, Heavenly Father, the work. We invite the Holy Spirit at this time. We cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit, so we ask that the Holy Spirit will be a part of this hour, Heavenly Father. We just humble ourselves as you increase and we decrease. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. Amen. 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 Pastor Reese, are you there?
I am here.
Amen. God bless you. I'm just praying, that we'll be able to hear you. There's no difficulties for some reason when we're on Zoom and we have so many devices going on. and you're saying that you cannot hear me? Okay, you can't hear me. Good. We have so many devices that are going on. Thank you, Pastor Miles, from out of here. Thank you so much. When we have so many devices going on, so many things going, we just want to make sure that everything is working out so that when you go back and listen to the archives, it is clear. Amen. It's not muffled, and it is clear. Amen. Pastor Miles, I'm out of the way. I mean, Pastor Miles, Pastor Reese, I'm going to get out of the way. I'm so used to calling out Pastor Miles at this time. Isn't it good, amen, when we all working together, amen, for one common purpose. Glory to Jesus, amen. Pastor Reese.
Amen. So we want to, on tonight, we want to go to a very familiar passage of Scripture, Ephesians chapter number 6, verse 12 through verse 14. All right. I'm going to read it from a couple of translations just to give us some revelation, some insight on it. These three passages or three verses of Scripture, I think we read it, but we don't really digest it. And I think it's good for us to go back and digest what's there. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, I have here the King James and the Living Bible. So, I'm going to read from the King James first. And it reads this way, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, from the Living Translation, it says it this way. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh. Mm-hmm. And blood, but against persons without bodies, the evil rulers of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of darkness who rule this world, against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. Verse 13, so use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks. And when it is all over, you will still be standing up. But to do this, you will need to be strong. Oof. Let me read that again because I want to make sure I did it right. But to do this, you will need the strong belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. So on tonight, I want to speak from the subject, Know Your Opponent. It is very important in the body of Christ that we know our opponent. Because when we're facing a circumstance or a situation, it's easy to blame the human being that we are dealing with as being our opponent. But the Scripture just told us how these are spirits, or persons without bodies, that are moving about in the earth. And when they find a willing vessel or someone who is unsuspecting of what's taking place in them, now they are operating under the spirit that is governing them and not of their own accord. So when they come argumentatively or they come with attitudes or drama or chaos, most of the time it's not the person, but it's the spirit that is behind the person. But our human nature is to attack what we see. But we must have enough God sense to know that when a person is acting out of character, it's not them, it's a spirit. This is why we must know our opponent. Another word for the word opponent is adversary. And we know, according to the word of God, that it is Satan who is our adversary. Not just our adversary, but he is the father of all lies. He is an accuser of the brethren. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. These are the things that he comes to do. So he will use who's available. And when someone, and I wish in the body of Christ, we would get to the point where we stop acting as if we can't be used by a spirit. Because the spirit can catch any one of us slipping. So, as I studied the words out, I looked at the word opponent. And the word opponent is defined this way: one that takes an opposite position in a debate, a contest, or a conflict. One who takes an opposite position in a contest, a debate, or a conflict. And most of the time, the conflict is more spiritual than it is natural. But we see it naturally. Person themselves is dealing with a conflict on the inside. And a lot of times they're coming to us looking for a way to end the conflict. So they may not come to us as easy as we expect. They may not come to us with nice words because they don't know how, because they're not used to being out of control of their emotions. They have enough of the Spirit of God in us to discern that something is wrong here. How can I be a help to my brother and my sister versus being an adversary or an opponent to them? Because what's going on is not them, it's a spirit that is overtaking them. This is how depression comes in. This is how suicidal thoughts come in, because somebody wasn't watching on the wall. Somebody wasn't paying attention that brother so-and-so don't normally act like this.
Mm-hmm.
Something has to be going on, but someone wasn't paying attention.
That's right. That's good.
And that's mm-hmm. when the enemy comes.
Mm-hmm.
Catching us slipping.
Mm-hmm.
But then we say, I don't know how I missed it. We weren't watching.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not watching, you're going to miss it.
My God.
A person is dealing with a conflict. It's an internal thing that's going on, internal struggle. When you look at the word conflict, it is a consistent and internal, it's a fight going on.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at the word contest, it's a battle. It's a race going on. There's a struggle that's happening. When we look at the word debate, there is a conflict, a reasoning that has to happen. Look, I want you to believe the way that I believe, because the way you believe is not making sense. But here comes the flesh. And all we see is the flesh. We don't see the internal struggle that's going on, because we're focused on the flesh, and we're focused on the attitude. We're focused on how they come to us. We're focused on what mm-hmm. they look like while they're going through.
That's good, sir.
But if we tap in to the Spirit of God, he will alert us to, hey, that's a conflict
mm-hmm.
going on. That opponent is whooping them, and they need some help.
Oh,
speak to me last Sunday, so what I need to help her for? Walked right past me. I stuck my hand out to shake her hand, and she walked right past me. Can we stop being so petty in the body of Christ? If somebody's having a bad day, they just having a bad day. But can we pray for them while they're having their bad day? And I don't mean the praying hand comments that we put on Facebook. And I don't mean typing it in the Instagram or typing it in the comments of a group chat. Can we really just take a moment? God, you know what's going on with them better than I do. So whatever the conflict is, whatever the situation is that's going on, can you work it out in their favor? Anybody have any questions, any comments? All right, well, I'm going to keep rolling. So, number two, when I looked at the word opponent, it says a muscle that opposes or counteracts the action of another. Stepfather-in-law is a tennis player. When the muscle in your arm, where your joints meet, when that muscle begins to get stressed, it doesn't matter how strong or how athletic you are, your swing won't have as much strength to it because there's pain there. So there's not enough rotation to give the power that you would normally have. When there's a strain here, it affects everything this way. You'll even feel it down in your fingers. There's a strain there because the muscles are opposing each other. I don't want to do this right now. I'm stressed. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Because we've been doing this for hours. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And this is how we get in the body of Christ. We're tired, we're exhausted, but we don't go for a refill. We don't get into the presence of God and get refilled. We don't pray and ask him to help us, saturate us again, give me strength to endure this hardship. I know we have some scholars on the line. The Bible declares that we must endure hardship as good soldiers. Is that right? So it does not mean that we won't have hardship. As a matter of fact, it means we will have hardship.
Amen.
But if I have somebody to help me through my hardship, then I can make it a little bit better than trying to deal with the hardship on my own.
Mm-hmm.
That's an opponent. Not the person, the hardship is my opponent. And I have to win against this hardship. I got to endure it. I have to outlast it. But how do I do that? Especially if I don't know how.
All right.
One of these pastors on the line can help me. Let me make sure I got it right. If you see a brother overtaken in a fault, restore such a one, right? That it says to restore. That means to grab them and begin to pray for them because their opponent is whooping them. Aren't you tired of seeing people getting whooped by the enemy? Churches are losing membership because people are getting whooped by the enemy and nobody's watching. Nobody's watching. They're supposed to be interceptors in the house. Nobody's watching. Nobody's praying because they're concerned about me and my house.
Yes.
So churches are dwindling and dying and closing because people feel like they can't get no help with this conflict. I got an opponent that is whooping me. And I came looking for some help. Can't nobody help me? Don't nobody see me? Questions? Any comments? Anybody? I hope that I'm making sense tonight.
Yes, sir.
Because in verse 12, let's go back to it. Verse 12, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's the King James. But the Living Translation says it this way. Oh, God. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood. Just that first part. We're not fighting against people made of flesh and blood. Why do we feel like in the body of Christ we're so anointed, we're so spiritual, we're so great and mighty, but we can't see that it's a spirit on somebody?
My God. Yeah.
We can't see the spirit. Because people just want to call sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so out. But they get whooped by the opponent. That's why the spirit is showing up. Because if they wasn't getting whooped, if they weren't getting whooped by their opponent, spirit wouldn't show up. Because they'd be winning over the spirit. But when that spirit is active, it lets you know that the spirit is winning. Why? Because it caught them slipping. This is why we have to be sober and vigilant. We have to be sober and vigilant. Right? Because the pastor's job is to guard. Feel like everybody that works with the pastor don't care. Because that's who they run into before they run into the pastor. Because everybody want to stop them from getting to their leader. When most of the time their leader is the one with the answer. The elder so-and-so is like, no, pastor don't need to be bothered. That's the pastor's job, to guard the sheep. When one is lost, he or she is supposed to go out and get that sheep. That's what we're supposed to do. Whether in-house pastor or senior pastor, that's what we're supposed to do, guard the sheep. The people shouldn't feel like they don't matter. They shouldn't feel like their situation is not important. Now, I'm not saying to wear yourself out. I'm not saying that at all. Be sober and vigilant. Know what's for you and what's not. Because you cannot take on every task. That's me. But the task that God has let you know you can handle this, that's a task we need to handle so that we can keep the body of Christ together versus having to close churches. While the pastor who's unaware of what elder so-and-so said to brother or sister so-and-so is preaching his heart out or her heart out. And that brother or sister that was dealing with a conflict is sitting in the back of the church like this. When I came for my pastor, I didn't get my pastor. I got them. So what's up? So now someone else has put a misrepresentation of the leader to the membership. Because they were dealing with a spirit also. And those two spirits began to conflict. Somebody got to be watching. Somebody has to watch.
Amen.
I hope that this makes sense tonight.
Amen.
So, are there any questions, any comments at all?
I believe, according to Scripture, that we all are called to be watchmen and to pray. So I think that to put it all on the pastor, though he is the shepherd, I believe that's a bit much because we are supposed to be praying for him as well. So
exactly.
When the body of Christ is praying together in the house, then we don't have the enemy coming running roughshod over the place. But however, we need to teach our people as to how they are to fight the enemy, this warfare, that they even have a war going on. And if they're unequipped, then they don't know what to do.
Amen.
That's just my comment on that.
That is the truth.
Yeah, they need instruction. They need instruction as to how to do that. And you to be the lead and do what you do, ministering the word. But we, the congregation and those around you, should be praying for you as well as the body so that no way the enemy can get in if we are doing what we need to do as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't want it all to be on you now. I know that you're the leader. Yes, you should be. But we're supposed to cover you. We're covering each other. Nobody should be uncovered. We should be praying for the body and praying for you as the leader, our leader, first and foremost. You know, because who's going to get attacked first? He's going to attack you first. Then he can take down the sheep if he take you out.
Right.
Amen.
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 Good evening, all. This is Miles out of New Jersey. Bro, preacher, your topic, and when you gave your topic and you gave the scripture talking about know your opponent, something jumped off in my spirit, man, from your foundation text. Know your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Amen.
But who do we wrestle against? Principalities.
Principality.
Then once you get against that, then you got against powers.
Mm-hmm.
Then after powers, then you got rulers of darkness of this world. Then once you get past that, then you got spiritual wickedness in high places. So you got four levels so far in verse 12 that you have to know your opponent and which one is coming at you. Because if you get through principal, this your hour. Bye. I got to go. This your hour.
When you start to rip, this is my point. Because we look at this scripture and we just read through it. Pastor Miles just broke down what I've been trying to get across to us. We are not, hear me real clear, We are not just dealing with one opponent.
Amen. Amen.
The world say there are levels to this.
That's true. That's true.
There are levels to this. And the enemy is, when he come one way, he said, oh, okay, that way didn't work. Let me try this way. Oh, okay, that way didn't work. Let me try this way. Because
he got other tactics. Yes. Yes.
God help me. At some point, I'm going to catch you slipping. If people ain't praying, and if you're not praying, I'm going to catch you slipping.
That's right. That's right.
And all of us, as my granddad was saying, all of us are susceptible to being used by the enemy.
Most definitely. Yes. Yes. You certainly are.
Every one of us.
Yeah.
This is why we have to know our opponent. When we're in the conflict, know which part of the conflict you're in. What level are you dealing with? Which level are you dealing with? And once you've established that, get you some help. Because when the Bible talks about the armor of God, if you notice, the back is never covered.
Right.
Two reasons.
Right.
Number one, the enemy should never see your back.
That's right.
Number two, somebody should have your back.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all should be back to back covering each other.
That's it. Arm in arm.
Holding one another up in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I looked up the word powers, and the word powers means the ability to act or produce an effect. The ability to act or produce an effect. When we watch TV and they talk about magic, right? We watch it on TV and we see all of these different powers that they are able to do. Here's the problem with that. The truth of the matter is it's special effects.
Mm-hmm.
Without those special effects, it does not have the same input. It doesn't have the same imprint.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the body of Christ, the special effects we have are the power of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The truth be told, that's all we need. Because he will give you strength that you need. He'll bring back to your remembrance the things that you may have forgotten about yourself, you defeated this thing before, how you went through the process of detox, and you went through the process of deliverance, and God has healed you, delivered you, set you free, and brought you to a place where he has established you and settled you, and now you are in a settled place. But here comes the enemy. He comes to rock the boat because that's his job. John 10:10, for the thief cometh not to take all, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The beast call says, but I am come, Jesus says.
Mm-hmm.
They might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
That's the real power.
Amen.
Ephesians 3:20. Help me, Pastor Miles, Dr. John, if I'm wrong. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or according to the
power
that worketh in
us.
So not only do we know somebody who has power, but now we possess.
We have the power. Amen.
We possess it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to stop giving our power to the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pastor, how do we do that when frustration comes in? I'm not saying we won't be frustrated.
Almost.
Please hear me.
We will be.
But when frustrations come in and we stop, when we stop moving, when we stop progressing. Now the enemy has a doorway.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to take a break. Get your wind back. Catch a breather.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and again,
yeah,
you got to recognize that you can't quit
because if you quit, that's when the enemy gonna whoop you.
That's right. That's right. Right.
And when I say you, I'm talking about all of us. Not just I don't like to just make it seem like I'm talking about everybody else. I'm talking about me too.
Mm-hmm.
If not moving,
I ain't bad.
Moving, even a turtle moves.
Yeah.
He may move. He may move at the slowest pace possible, but he stays in motion. Number two, another definition I found for the word powers is the capacity of being acted upon or undergoing an effect. I like that word capacity because that means there's a containment to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a level to it. And with each level, your capacity begins to increase.
Mm-hmm.
As your capacity increases, so does the attack of the enemy.
Mm.
He's not going to stop because I got a headache this morning. Matter of fact, he's the one that sent the headache.
Right.
The last part of the definition says possession of control, authority, or influence. Possession of control, authority, or influence over others. Does that not sound like what the scripture has said?
Mm-hmm.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Not
but principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places.
High places.
The high place is the mind when it comes to the body. Mind, body, and soul. When the mind is corrupted, the body will fall into alignment with the corruption of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So while we are frustrated about how a sister or a brother is coming to us when they're in the middle of a conflict, we should recognize, number one, they're not used to going through this conflict. They're used to being strong. But something is whooping them. God, I hope I'm getting this across tonight. Something is whooping them, and they are calling out for help, but they don't know how to say it off because they never had to call out for help before. But we react to them the way they come at us, not realizing, number one, this brother ain't never reached out to me before. So it's got to be something going on here. But we look at the way they came at us. I pray that I'm making sense of this tonight. And that this is making sense to everybody. Because we really do have to know our opponent. And let me squash this right here. Everything ain't the devil either. Sometimes some people are just like that.
Mm-hmm.
They got a nasty attitude. They don't know how to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's them. That's not a spirit. That's them. Because it has been allowed for them to do it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has held them to a standard.
Mm-hmm.
And now when someone's holding them to a standard, they don't know how to act. That's not a spirit. That's them. Let me squash this other thing. A brother that's sensitive don't mean he's soft. S-O-F-T.
Mm.
That means he's sensitive enough to the Spirit of God that is telling him not to go off on you.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, but the Spirit of God said, nope. It's not worth it. Because it can alter your destiny.
I see.
Any questions? Any comments?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Just to put a scripture behind you today, bro, preacher, about how you talk about some people just, this is where they are, they're just evil. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verse 14.
Mm.
2 Timothy, 4th chapter, verse 14. I'm going to let you go ahead and run with that one. Go ahead, preacher.
Oh, let me get there. Let me pull it up. Hold on. Glory to God. So 2 Timothy 2.
2 Timothy 2, what was it?
2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Verse
14.
Fourth chapter.
Right,
I misheard you.
And verse 14.
Verse 14.
14. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Verse 14 says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his work.
In his work. Mm-hmm.
Now, the Living Translation, my God. The Living Translation says it this way. Alexander the coppersmith has done me much harm.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord will punish him.
Amen.
What other scripture does that sound like? Touch not.
My God's anointed. Yes.
Do my prophet no harm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
My God. God will take care of those that do us harm. Let's be real. All of us have a background where we, if you got me, I'm going to have to get you. If we be honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get you because you got me. I got to get you back.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we've come into a relationship with God, we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that because God will take care of it. Because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He will take care. He will take care of us if we allow him to. If we stop trying to do it our way. A lot of us, myself included, are analytical. So we overthink, and we think, and we think, and we think. Then we overthink some more. And what we've been thinking about, now it becomes soup because it's got all these ingredients in it now. And the enemy has got his hand, and he stirred something else in there. And now we don't know who is on our side and who's not because we got this soup on our
Mm-hmm.
Hope is making sense tonight.
Yeah.
We have to know who we are fighting against. It's not the person.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Even those people that are just rude, that are just mean.
Mm-hmm.
We don't return evil for evil.
Right.
We gotta love the hell out of them. That's the best way I can put it. That's the best way, for real, because we have to have real, genuine agape love.
Because
agape love is unconditional. It's not based on how you feel. It's not based on how they treated you. It's the real love of God.
Amen. Yes.
And with that, I'm done.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Are there any comments? Any other or any comments in reference to the third this evening?
I came in late, so I wasn't sure as to where he started, but what I did hear, yes, we are in a battle, and it's not with each other. It's the enemy. And again, we need to be taught that we do have an enemy. That's why Paul wrote this Ephesians letter, to let them know all the benefits of what Jesus had died for them for, and all their privileges in him. And he tells them that, look, put on the whole armor of God so that we'll be able to fight the enemy. But if we don't know how to put it on, or we don't even know what the armor is, then we are definitely going to be unprepared. We're going to be unprepared. Mm-hmm. And as the brother said, the devil going to whip us. He going to whip our tails real good because we don't know the power of the word of God, nor the power of prayer, nor calling on Jesus' name in those times. But unless we know how to put that armor on and to use it effectively, we're going to be beat up. No doubt about it.
Amen.
No doubt.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
But I thought it was a powerful word. It's very important that we understand that the battle is not against each other. It really isn't. It really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to kind of piggyback thing in reference to that, in terms of knowing your opponent. You have to know how to fight your opponent, as the pastor said,
yeah.
Knowing how you have to be taught how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Once
to
read, but you really have to go into it with understanding of knowing your opponent and how to fight your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You lie, you know. Stay in the Word of
Amen.
God and Holy Spirit for guidance and direction. One of the things that grabbed me, what the pastor had said is, And it's what we often do, and I think this where a time that we are now is, don't get caught sleeping. I think people have become so comfortable, you know, so comfortable. Either they at one time, you know, we were hot, and I'm talking about the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
you know, studying the word and just mm-hmm. top of you know, in
mm-hmm.
the house, and, you know, in on the jobs. And we have began to slumber, you know. So to me, you know, when you don't get become too comfortable, you know, the enemy comes
mm-hmm.
in, you know, to kill, steal, and destroy. And it comes in like a thief.
Right.
Thief is going to come.
Right.
Thief does not know that that
mm-hmm.
he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know that. You know, so you have to know your opponent and who you're fighting against.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
And the third is no way possible of, we know that this is a warfare. This is a spiritual warfare. There is no way possible that we go out to a warfare unprepared.
Unprepared.
Going to fight a
battle. Not dressed for the battle. Not dressed. Amen. That's for sure. That's for sure.
You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
Paul.
Destruction.
Oh, go on.
We're doomed for destruction. So, a timely word, Pastor Reese, in terms of where we are in this time.
Amen.
You know, you are, in terms of, and when I get caught sleeping, there are so many churches that are closing today. So many pastors are, you know, and Lord forgive, so many pastors who are on the brink of turning away. And it's because they're getting the support that they were getting before their expectations.
Yes.
before and become frustrated, you know, on their vacation, you know, and there are so many who are just choosing to just drop out of the race, you know, to drop out of the battle. I'm not going to fight anymore. I'm going to fight for you anymore. You know? So when he said that, that's one of the things, you know, it's because of so many churches closing and so many pastors who are becoming ill and so many things that are happening to the body of Christ, you know, and we not, you know, sleep. So definitely we need to make stable of what's going on. You know?
Yeah.
Hello?
Any comments?
Yeah, I have actually a prayer request. I'm in the ER right now. But my prayer request isn't about that. It's more so about, like, I'm in a battle for my life. And you know, I'm trying to get off nicotine and, you know, snuff dipping. And it's wearing me out, man. So I'm asking for prayer in that regard.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Amen. That's West Virginia.
Oh, and I did like the last scripture that was read. Yeah, it's me, West Virginia.
Yeah, Sean, I recognize you. Yeah, Pastor Reese, being that you please, he's asking for prayer. Although Pastor Reese?
Yes. Let's pray. Father, we come before you on behalf of your son, God, asking, Father, that you would meet the request of his heart. Father, you know what the desire is. It does not matter how long it is, but we know, God, that you are a deliverer. And we stand on your word, God, that if you save us, if we come believing that you would move it, you would move it out of the way, God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak, decree, and declare that he is portion. The power of the Holy Ghost begin to rest from the crown of his head to the very soles of his feet. Cause every taste bud to dry up.
Yes.
Every attack of the enemy causes nerves to be bad. Speak, decree, and declare that he rise with a new standard, God. That he will be able to withstand the very force in the name of Jesus. And God, I join my faith with he is out. Each and every day, step closer to total deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I seek it to be so, God. Every step, the wind will begin to come back into his body, God. In the name of Jesus. God, you said if you believe in that you would meet us. So here we are. Two or three of us are gathered, God. So we know you're in the midst, God. Move right now, God.
Lord Jesus.
And do it for your, not for any of ours, but for your glory, that he will be testified that it was the power of God that did it for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Brother Sean,
I want you all.
giving me just a few moments to your hearts. I pray the word of God has been a benefit to you. I pray that everything, every pastor on the line will begin to meet you. Not just eat, but beat the budget. Cause overflow in excess to happen in every area, in every area. That the ministry, the first at the center, with the right in that the vision can come.
Thank you.
Brother Sean, know that not only everyone that's on this line, we've heard your request asking for prayer, that you're fighting for your life right now, and we are praying corporately for you. Please, it's not just me, Pastor, but we are praying corporately for you. And it's one thing that I can say. Sure that you know that we've communicated times prayer works. That you're going to be released, from whatever that's coming against you, that you're released, and God will allow you to be back in the comforts of your home rather than a hospital here.
Yeah.
That all the sounds right now, this the machine off right now, and we are for you. I will give you a call this evening as well, and we'll continue, conversation. So all of those of you who are online, he has asked for a request for prayer, and isn't that what the body is about?
Amen.
If the arm is hurting, amen, then the leg is hurting. Amen. Whatever is hurting, the whole body is hurting.
Amen.
And we have a head, and that head is Jesus Christ. And that's what we are supposed
amen.
To do.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's
thank you, Lord. Yeah.
And so this is John Wilborn. Lift his name up. It's John Wilborn from out of Western. And Sean, we're praying that God is going to restore you, from that hospital. And we thank you for being online and just, voicing, what is on your heart at this time. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, God.
Okay, we're going to end. We're at the close of the hour. Pastor Reese, thank you so much for coming and sharing a timely word, and I thank God that we are not just on for form or fashion, but we're on with a purpose, a kingdom purpose, spiritual purpose.
Amen.
Doing what we're supposed to be. That's what God called us to do, to pray and love on one another. So until next
time,
may God bless you. Happy New Year.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you.
I can reach out again.